how do you get 1260 days or years from the 42 months or the 3.5 years, whatever, how do you get that? Because my math says 365 days in a year would come to 1,277.5. So how come you get to 1,260?
All right. That's a very good question. Now, just so that everyone gets this question right, this is referring to the study we had. It was not yesterday, but it was last Friday. Last Friday, we spoke about the Antichrist power in Bible prophecy. And if you have your Bibles, just turn with me to Revelation 13. That's the last book, Revelation, and chapter 13. And there we read about the beast power, which was a beast, remember, in Bible prophecy, was a symbol of a power, a nation, or a king. And we read here about this beast power that would reign for a period of 42 months. We can read that in Revelation 13 and verse 5. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 5, just so that everyone is with us and knows what the question is about. Revelation 13 verse 5, I'll read it here up front. It says, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies." This is talking about this beast power. "And power was given unto him to continue 42 months." And for those of you that were present on Friday, we talked about this time period of 42 months. And we came to the conclusion that it was a time period, not a literal 42 months, but according to Bible prophecy, 1,260 years. Now, how do we come to that? When you study Bible prophecy, you find out that things are written in symbols and codes. Names are written in the symbolical names we find. And also when it comes to prophetic time, there's a principle in the Bible that a day stands for a year. You can find this principle in Ezekiel chapter 4 and verse 6 and Numbers chapter 14 verse 34. So when we count 42 months in days and we would take a month as having 30 days, then we would come to 1260. But now the question that is raised here is, how do you know that a month has 30 days? Because, you know, we have months with 30 days, but we also have months of 31 days. Very good question. Very thought through question, I would say. And I'm happy that it came up so that I can just clarify this point for you. We find this in the story of Noah. Turn with me to Genesis. Turn with me to the book of Genesis and chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. That's the first book in the Bible. Isn't it incredible, by the way, that things that we're studying in Revelation, we find answers in Genesis? And, you know, that's how we are to understand the Bible. When we read about symbolic language in the book of Revelation, we are to seek the rest of the scripture in order to find answers. What do you say? The Bible has the answers for us, the interpretation. And in Genesis chapter 7, I want you to follow. This is a real one for mathematics that are with us here tonight, so you've got to follow very carefully here. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Look at this. "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the sixth month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened." Now what the verse here is doing is it's describing the time that the flood came upon the world. You remember that great event. Noah, he had to build this big ark and the animals entered to the ark and all those that decided to listen to the words of God spoken through Noah, they entered into the ark. And the flood came upon the world. Take notice when the flood came. "In the second month and the 17th day." And I want you to just store that in your... Oh, there go my notes. Just store that in your mind. The second month and the 17th day. Then at the end of the chapter, Genesis chapter 7 and verse 24, it says, "And the waters prevailed upon the earth how long? 150 days." So the water came on the 17th day of the second month. It lasted for 150 days. Now here comes the point. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 4. The Bible says, "And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat." So that was where it stranded when the flood was over. And that's where they were eventually went out of the ark. So the ark was drifting upon the waters for how long? 150 days. And according to chapter 8 and verse 4, the Bible says that it rested upon the Mount of Ararat on the seventh month and the 17th day. Now it began on the 17th day of the second month. So how many months would that be? 5 months. So 5 months and 150 days. How many days would that be per month then? 30, right? That's very simple. 5 times 30 is 150. So according to the Bible, and according also to the Jewish calendar, the old Jewish calendar, a month had 30 days. Now, but there's more to this, though. Why is 42 months a period of 1260 years in prophecy? Well, this time prophecy of 42 months found in Revelation 13, we find in the Bible 7 times. Now, we've learned something about the word, about the number 7 yesterday. 7 is a very important number. It's a number that denotes fullness in the Bible. And so what we see is in prophecy, sometimes this prophecy is referred to as a 1260 days or 1260 years. Other places it's referred to time times and half a time. Another place it's referred to 42 months. But it's talking about the same time period. 1260 days or 1260 literal years, or 42 prophetic months, or 1260 literal years. You see? And a time times and a half, that's also a very interesting one. We can just shortly look at it. A time in the Bible is a year. We learn this in Daniel chapter 4, where a dream, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has a dream, and in this dream he dreams that for 7 times he will lose the throne of Babylon. This, just to say it very plain and very simple and very shortly. And that indicated 7 years. So in the Bible, a time is a year. So what is then a time times and half a time? If you count it up, a time would be 360 days. Times would be two times 360, which is what? 720. And then what would be half a time? 180, right? The half of 360. That's right. So if you take 360 plus 720 plus 180, what do you get? 1260. Now this maybe has gone quite quick for some of you, but what we see is that the Bible is very consistent in its time prophecies. And it will not just give one time prophecy, not just two, but it gives us 7 time prophecies indicated in various symbolic ways. And we'll speak more about this as we continue in this series.
Very good. Okay, the second question is, the Bible says in Ezekiel 4 verse 6, I have appointed each day for a year. And this means the Roman Church ruled for 1260 literal years. Why does this not mean in Genesis that the world was created in 6 literal years?
Okay, good question. This kind of links in with the other question. Talking still about the 42 months, well, we have this day-year principle. Why don't we apply that day-year principle to Genesis?
To creation.
Well, very simply, we should read the Bible literally, but we should interpret it spiritually when reasons are there to interpret it actually spiritually. So in that sense, like if it says, for example, the disciples would go up to this and this city in 3 days, why should we think, well, day year principle, that would be 3 years? No, it's just as it reads, 3 days. And so the Genesis account, literal 6 days, just as it reads. But then when we come into prophecy and we come into symbolic language, and we're reading here about a beast, it's not talking about a literal beast. It's talking about a kingdom. And we read about the number of the beast, and we read about many different aspects in the book of Revelation of symbolic language. Then also, as we enter into the time periods there in that imagery, we must interpret according to the day-year principle of Bible scripture. So we must read it in the context and see what we are dealing with and interpret it as literal as possible till we find reasons not to. And that reasons would be especially in Bible prophecy.
Especially in the settings of prophecy.
Yes, especially in the setting of prophecy.